Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Inc. Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and welcome to Max Inc. Radio. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate in Dane County. Find more and connect with them today at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, our next guest in the lair is setting off for an 8-day road trip from his home in Duluth for two upcoming shows with an all-star lineup. And this is nothing new for Blake Thomas. He's a musical nomad who grew up outside Minneapolis and 18 years of age started on his journey in Chicago, Illinois, down to Austin. And his musical journey has included Milwaukee, Boston, Minneapolis, and even a residence in Madison at Mickey's for Honky Tonk Tuesdays. And then a move to Duluth to create a radio podcast. Here in the studio to perform Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy. Blake, Josh, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, let's see. Let's start with Blake. You left your hometown outside of Minneapolis to pursue music at 18 years old. Tell us about how you got involved in music and growing up outside of a music metropolis like Minneapolis. How did that affect your early upbringing?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, I started first thing musically that I was doing was playing the saxophone, which I think I started when I was in second grade and did that all through, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, played the Barry sax, played the upright bass, did all the musical stuff. And then, of course, I heard Bob Dylan and Tom Waits, and I was like, well, I want to do that. So that became my life.
The Barry sax?
The Barry sax. What? Yes.
Baritone sax?
Baritone saxophone. Okay. Sorry, yes. It's the big one. I think actually there's a bigger one. It's like the contra, but I played the big one.
Now, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing? And what did they say when you said you were leaving home at 18-year-old to pursue music?
Well, you know, my mom taught me my first chords on the guitar, which was awesome. And, you know, both of my parents have been very supportive. I think it probably would have made more sense in everybody's mind if I was, you know, like a concert pianist or something like that, and I was a virtuoso, and it was like, yes, that's what that kid's doing. Instead, I was just like, no, I really like Tom Waits, and I want to do that. So I think that's harder to explain, but yeah, they've been supportive, and that's been pretty wonderful, because that isn't always the case.
And then after Chicago, I moved down to Austin. What was going down in Austin?
Well, I got to Austin eventually. I think it was like Chicago, Milwaukee, then Minneapolis, then Boston, then Madison, and then I was down in Austin. We were just talking about this. It's our friend Brennan Lee, and a friend of Josh's, and somehow she let me come down and just like sleep on her floor for a few months and write songs, and that was pretty wonderful. That's a great town, though.
Isn't that typical for musicians going to Austin? I mean, that's kind of a musician hub, so musicians that are busking poor, they don't have room for or money for a hotel, so they're looking for a floor to crash on.
Yeah. No, I mean, Austin was an amazing city to be in just because there's so much history there, you know, and you'd walk into these bars and there are pictures of Kris Kristofferson and, you know, all of this history that's all around you all of the time. And as much as, you know, I absolutely love the Minnesota music scene and there is incredible history there too. There's something about like that Texas, everybody, you know, is picking and grinning, and they're doing that all of the time, 24/7, and it was a cool feeling. It was neat.
Well, let's listen to Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's from your 2008 album Flatlands, and it's called How Long. Is this a song about time or distance?
Probably a little of both, actually. Yeah. just jump into it here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Right. As soon as you're done telling us about it, let's hear it.
We love live radio here, how things go. We'll get it going here. Live in the lair. 844-967-2789 if you want to call and ask some questions of Blake and Josh. Get it worked out there, Rocker.
Got a world of trouble, honey, on my mind. You're a world of trouble, and I'm just a satellite. It doesn't feel like I'm moving, no, I get no farther from you. And now the earth is a mother, and the moon is just blue. So how long, till all my love is gone, gone, gone down to Texas. I'm gonna try to unwind, gonna leave whatever I can leave behind. Stop down through Denver, see a girl I know. Well, she broke my heart, but that was such a long time ago. So how long, till all my love is gone? You could have been such a pretty memory before I drove. Sometimes it seems to me that time is only out for blood. God, I walked to the graveyard and I listened to you pray. You said that everybody gotta have some kind of faith in some way. Well, sad people get lonely, other people get free. Well, everybody's gonna hurt you no matter who you decide to be. How long, till all my love is gone? God, I woke up in the morning, thunder in my head, and I wish I hadn't said whatever it was that I said. There's moonlight on the water, the ship's out at sea. I'm gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece. Gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece. I'm gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece.
Very nice, live in the lair.
That was beautiful.
It was. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app, Rocker, or KJ. Where are we going?
Where? Either way. Okay, so back to the musical journey throughout the country, which is already impressive. So after Austin, your journey took you through, well, Milwaukee and Boston and Madison. How do you reestablish yourself in each city that you go to?
That's a good question. There were, you know, a couple times like, well, I mean, I guess there was always some vague connection. But I think back then it was a lot of just like, you know, when you're, especially when I was 18, 19, it was playing coffee shops, and it was just walking into coffee shops and seeing if they would let you play and making those connections that way. And, you know, that was a neat thing to look back on, I guess, just because I don't know how people do that nowadays. I have no clue. Is it just TikTok? I don't know.
I would imagine that's a great network opportunity. I mean, the number of people you meet, anybody interesting? Out in the road?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
A few.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Man, I mean, yeah, it is. I think, you know, I don't know. It's everybody has their like their one that that time I think in their lives as artists where it's like, oh, awesome, you know, like I want to go join the circus, you know, whatever, or whether it's your personal circus or whatever it is, and you want to go hang out with the weirdos because there's something that appeals to you about that. And there is no shortage of weirdos, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Tell us about the time, tell us about the Honky Tonk Tuesdays at Mickey's here in Madison.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Tuesdays. I keep looking over at Josh because you have a microphone in front of you, but it's
not safe.
Honky Tonk Tuesdays was great. So, I mean, that started, it was Josh and myself and Kelly Partycooper.
That's right.
And that was probably, I don't know, 2006? Yeah, probably around 2006 because we did it for 4 years. And there was a rotating cast of characters, including Jeremiah Nelson and Robbie Schiller.
Wow.
I only made it like a year.
We
I had
Josh
to tap out after that.
What a great place, though, for Honky Tonk. The Mickey's, the inside of Mickey's, if in case no one's been, or you're listening, you haven't been there, it's very small and intimate and has a great back bar. It's kind of like a Honky Tonk bar in a way.
Oh, yeah. The neon dog. And I guess there's ghosts in there, too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
There's all sorts of fun stuff in Mickey's.
I've also heard that that bar was built by, like, one dude that was in town and only built, like, two or three bars. And so you can, like, go around town and you can pick them out, apparently. Like, the dog was, like, a thing. And
interesting.
There are a couple other bars in town that have that.
Scavenger hunt.
I love Madison history. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I know there for sure is one more, like, around Lake Monona that has, I think that has a green neon dog as opposed to Mickey's that has a red neon dog.
Well, Mickey's, it's one of the oldest bars in Madison, and it's one of a handful of definitely the oldest bars. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called World of War. Is this a protest song or a statement of condition?
No, it's actually, it's kind of a sweet tune about just those moments that you find where I think people make you really comfortable in a way that especially... I don't know. You're living in a world of war, and when you find those moments, they're really special.
You're live in the Lair here on Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio.
Francisco Bay, how my mistakes seem to follow. You take the high road, I'll take the low. Maybe we'll meet up tomorrow. Now, kindness is the currency of the free and the poor. There's nothing in this whole wide world she can't afford. She give me love, I don't beg for more. A little peace in a world of war. Well, I've got some old flames that still burn, no matter how far I roam. But I'll keep yours lit in the window of my soul. Oh, kind of rest that I receive in your arms. So strange and pocket watch rare. If I couldn't put it down in song, I'd gladly cut off all of my hair. Now kindness is the currency of the free and the poor. There's nothing in this whole wide world that she can't afford. She gives me love, I don't beg for more. A little peace in a world of war. A little peace in a world of war. A little peace in a world of war.
Very nice.
That was
Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call or text the Civic Media app. Let's get some questions in here, KJ.
All right, so moving on. By the way, that was just fantastic. So your journey continues to your current base of Duluth, Minnesota.
Yes.
We're currently in Duluth. Okay, specifically to create a podcast?
Yes, it is a live radio theater podcast.
And it's called Take It With You.
I love it.
Take It With You.
Now, when I first read it, I thought it was like, you can't take it with you. But no, you're...
We encourage people
to take it with them. Okay, yes. So tell us all about that.
Yeah, so, it's interesting to try to describe it because I think most of the time when we think about, you know, radio theater nowadays, it's a Prairie Home Companion, and that's great. Our show is dissimilar in so many ways. It really comes from, you know, when I was driving around a whole bunch, listening to all of these old... radio shows from the 40s and 50s. Like there was one called I Was a Communist for the FBI, which, I mean, the message is terrible, but like it's a really unique medium. And you can do things with it that you can't do in anything else. And so, you know, what we do is it's all scripted. There's, you know, 5 original songs in every show. It's about an hour long. We do it in front of an audience. We have incredible voice actors. We do live Foley stuff. And, you know, I write the majority of the scripts, and it's just whatever happens to be going on in my head, which can go a lot of different places. But, yeah, we've been doing that for... if it weren't for the pandemic, this would probably be our 10th season, but we're picking back up again this year and doing our 7th season with a fairy tale. So yeah, most of that you can listen to. You can takeitwithyou.org or wherever you get podcasts and check it out.
Were you still broadcasting during the pandemic or streaming, or did you just kind of stop?
We just stopped. You know, we had a lot of conversations about it because the thing of it is the experience of being in a room and doing it live is really integral to what we were doing. We tried some things where it was, you know, without an audience, and honestly, we just didn't care about it. Like it was fine, and maybe it was funny to us, but not getting that audience feedback really was missing something. So we were just like, you know what, let's just wait until we can get back into the world again.
Wow. And so now, is your musical journey complete? Is Duluth the final stop, or do you have more cities you plan on hitting?
Hey, before? I'm here right now, so that's awesome. I love Duluth. I love everything that we've been able to do there, and it's such a cool city. And also I love traveling. I love playing, and so, you know, I love the theater part of it just because it's a different muscle to stretch, I guess, and getting to work with people in all of these different mediums, and it all comes together in one thing, which is really neat.
How did you get into theater?
You know, I used to do it when I was a kid. When I was a senior in high school, I could have been the captain of the soccer team or the lead in the play, and I chose to play.
What character?
It was the...
It was a soccer player, believe it or not.
It was a soccer player. Yeah. I was Pele. It was a weird casting choice.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Serious?
No. It was our town, and I was the stage manager, which is the lead in our town, and it was really cool.
Why not both, acting, or is it just because of time? Couldn't convert, commit time to doing soccer and
yeah.
Art?
Also, I was just not a very good soccer player.
Ah, I see.
I think I had the leadership thing going on, but I was really not very good.
Second string on the B team.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't, you know.
Wasn't your dad the coach?
My dad was a coach of a different team that would beat us. Consistently.
That's another good reason to switch gears.
Thanks, Dad. Blake, you have two shows coming up in Wisconsin next week at the Burr Oak in Madison on November 8th with Luca Patinod and November 11th at the Promises Bar in Milwaukee. I'm excited to hear the band of all-stars you're playing with, including Josh Hardy. Tell us about your band of all-star. I mean, I see it includes Gaines and Wagner.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. All-stars, if there ever were all-stars. I'm just filled with gratitude that I've been able to know them for as long as I have and play with them. And we've been playing for 15 years or more, and they've recorded on records, and they're just wonderful. And then, Chris Sassman on the drums. And he's just amazing too. And Josh, and we've all known each other for such a long time, and it's just wonderful that we get to keep playing, even if it's sporadic.
Yeah, we've known each other, you know, I mean, in that whole group, like, you know, we've known each other since we were just poor musicians.
Just a quick side note, too, Gaines and Wagner, they played live in the Lair, and that podcast is up MaxIncRadio.com. It was about, 9 months ago.
Yeah, that was a fabulous show.
It really was.
All right. Well, this one will be up eventually later, but right now we have two rock stars right here live in the studio, live in the Lair. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. So we've got another song coming up from you guys, Feeling Like the Moon. So is this about synchronous rotation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yes, it is.
I think this is one that I wrote when I was down in Texas, and I was sad. But this is a great song. Yeah. So
you know, just... A side note, you know, like I rode with you down to Texas, and then I came back when you moved up, and it was really great. I mean, it wasn't great for you probably necessarily, but I really loved hearing all the songs that you wrote while you were down there. I know, it was great.
Yeah.
Just fire and clay, and we're only dreams of dreams. Now I could stick around, but it would only bring you down, and it breaks my heart, but I'll be on my way. But if there ever comes a time when you have forgotten how to make a man laugh and smile, oh, you can call me on the phone and just know that wherever I am, that I haven't smiled like that in a while. Well, already forgiven you, I've already lost control, and I don't know what to do. So if you do, won't you let me know? You got me feeling like a moon who's just pining for the sun. Sometimes we meet up in the afternoon when the air is clear, and I'll chase if you run. I could build a boat take me back to you. Well, its sails would be made of broken mirrors if you could only see yourself the way that I do. Well, you know just why it pains me when you're near. I see everything gets confused when we feel like we have something to lose. Yeah, it's true, I was better off when I had nothing and the space in between. You and me, God, it's just telephone wires and other things that I will never understand. Well, I've already forgiven you, I've already lost control, and I don't know what to do. So if you do, won't you let me know? You got me feeling like a moon who's just pining for the sun. Sometimes we meet up in the afternoon when the air is clear and I'll chase a few runs. You got me feeling like a moon who's just pining for the sun. Sometimes we meet up in the afternoon when the air is clear and I'll chase a few runs. Sometimes we meet up in the afternoon when the air is clear and I'll chase a few runs.
Very nice. Blake Thomas, Joms Hardy, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, more live music in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com. Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv. Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And welcome back to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Connect with them right now if you're looking to buy a house or sell your house. The market is hot. Move to Madison.com. That's move to Madison.com.
Jimmy, we got a text that just came in. Somebody texted us. They said, the music is so soothing to my soul. Live in the Lair is the best.
Awesome. Thank you for texting in. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app.
It is extremely soothing, but you do so much more than this. So, Blake, you obviously play guitar and sing. We've heard it. But also, I got a laundry list here. You give lessons, you do audio production, jingles, which I'd love to hear about, soundtracks. Tell us a little bit more about all of that, please.
Sure. Yes, I do all of those things. What were the things again?
Oh, jingles, soundtracks, audio production.
You are now interviewing for a job for Maxine Radio.
Yes, great. Yeah, you know, I think that this was just kind of, all of this ended up just kind of being a part of the journey in a way where it was like, all right, so we're doing theater. So, you know, now we're doing radio theater. And so now we're doing, I mean, we're doing audio production. And then a lot of the stuff that we do with Take It With You is... this community kind of aspect to it where, you know, we're writing these silly songs about, you know, for people, for businesses, for, you know, this and that, just to put in the show. And, you know, I've had some other work with that, which is pretty interesting. And
now, gosh, do these businesses, is this commercial or you're just writing them, writing little songs about them just for fun?
Yeah, no, there's commercial work too, which is really interesting. It's kind of like boutique jingles for, you know, like social media advertising and things like that.
Oh,
where
fun.
It's like, yeah, you know, you want a jingle for whatever business it is, and you want to include that in your advertising, and I can do that. So,
Do you have an example you could play for us?
Probably not, but they're all pretty simple, so we could probably make one up on the spot.
Maxine Radio. Right? Jingle is in order, I think.
Okay. He's not kidding.
We'll do it.
Well, let's get into some live music with Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Satisfy. And I don't think this is the Rolling Stones version. Tell us about this song before you play.
This was one that I wrote... probably 2006-ish when I was living here in Madison. And I don't know. It's about being satisfied, I suppose.
Yeah, we're satisfied here in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Well, there's no one else around, Lord, I think I'll go downtown. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. And I can sit and have some tea or just get drunk, whichever's free. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. And I have never been this satisfied. No, I have never been this satisfied. No, no, no. Well, I've got a woman in my head that only wants to see me glad. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. And then one that's in my bed that just don't want to see me sad. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. And I have never been this satisfied. No, I have never been this satisfied. No, no, no. Now the one thing I always knew, Lord, it's just a part of you. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. Now I'm watching every move because I have to know it too. Well, if it's all around, you take it. If it's all around, you break it. And I've never been this satisfied. No, I have never been this satisfied. Never been this satisfied. No, I have never been this satisfied. No, no.
Very nice. Live in the lair. Blake Thomas, Josh Hardy. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Tell us what you're thinking about the live music on the radio tonight.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I just saw something. I was all that very intricate, very beautiful little guitar that you heard in there. That was Josh over here. And I couldn't take my eyes off your fingers. I just, you know, I should have been watching your faces and all the emotion, but I could not stop watching your fingers and how delicately you played. That was just gorgeous. Really nice.
Thank you.
Now, Blake, one of the all-stars in your band is sitting right next to you. Introduce us to your longtime friend and bandmate, Josh Hardy.
Josh Hardy. Oh, man. We've done a lot of shows together.
Yep.
We've done hundreds of shows together.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're still friends.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys come together? How'd you guys do this?
Man, you were playing, I think it was Matt Hopper, right? Or something?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yep. I remember exactly. I don't know if I've ever told you how planned out I had that.
Oh, wait. All right, here we go. As a stalking type of thing or what?
It was almost a stalking kind of thing because when I moved to town, Blake was like one of the only people that was writing the songs that I wanted to hear. And he was doing a residency thing at the King Club with his band, the Downtown Brown. And I worked at another bar on the street. And I knew another guy who was a mutual friend of ours. And of course, none of us had any money and everything. And so I met this one dude. And I worked at the bar, so I started giving him free drinks because I knew that he knew Blake. And I knew that and I knew that eventually, after one of those shows or sometime, I knew that Blake would end up at the bar because he'd maybe heard about free drinks or something like that.
Yeah. And I was thinking about coming down. I was like, hey, I know Blake Thomas. And
what is it about Blake's music or his songwriting that really inspired you, that you wanted to play with him?
It's real.
Comes from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just plain and simple.
Yeah, that's it.
What's a favorite performance that you two've done together? Like the most memorable performance, show, where things really were clicking for you?
Man, it's way easier to think of the dumb ones.
Yeah. We'll take one of those stories too.
Those are fun stories, yeah.
There was the one that pops to mind right away was down in Austin, and we were playing this bar, and we didn't know that it was a Dallas Cowboys game, and they had a set up in the room where there were the TVs and things, and we were all ready to go.
Can we swear on? We probably can't. Okay.
No.
We were all ready to go, and there was a woman there that was like, wait, can you just move into the other room because we don't want to hear you?
Well, I think there was something like, you don't mean to... Bleep, tell me you're going to be playing that bleep during the Cowboys.
Yeah. That was it.
That's where you came up with the impromptu Cowboy suck kind of song. Yeah.
You're like, the really only way we're moving into the other room is if the Cowboys are playing the Packers.
Yeah. Well, right. And so then we got moved into this room in the middle of the place, And it was like this big room. It was like the conference room kind of thing and stuff, which would have been nice. But we literally had three people in the audience that night. One was Brennan, and the other was my ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend.
Ooh.
And they sat and made out the entire time.
I forgot about that piece until right now. That was a good one.
That's rough.
Wow.
Wow. The truth comes out on Max Inc. Radio. Josh, give us a little of your backstory, though. I mean, who is Josh Hardy, and how did you get started into music?
Well, I started playing music when I was about 5 years old with my dad. My dad was in a church band, and I used to hang out for the rehearsals that happened in our house. And they were supposed to play at a nursing home one weekend and on a Saturday afternoon, and the group had to cancel. And I knew all the songs, and so my dad took me. And so we started doing that then, and then we started, we played all the nursing homes in town and in the area. Then we moved up to, like, the Lutheran Church circuit, and then the Lions Clubs and the Elks Clubs and the Moose Lodges, and then the small town, like, Turkey Days. Pretty much anywhere where a potluck dinner was happening.
And how old were you at this time?
We started that when I was 5. We made our first record when I was 9.
Wow.
And then we made another one when I was 11. And, yeah.
That's... Any records of Christmas music?
No, we didn't.
Thank you.
We missed. We missed.
Thank you.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
There's always time.
Well, let's hear a song of Josh's now. This is Josh Hardy and Blake Thomas live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called Out of the Dark.
Yeah.
Is this a Star Wars song?
I wish it were. No, this is a song that I wrote up at the Steel Bridge Festival in Sturgeon Bay with Pat McDonald. I wrote this song, actually, with a fellow named Michael McKinnon and Max L. Toft.
That's awesome. Yeah. We're live in the Lair with Blake and Josh on Max Inc. Radio.
Paint me silver, paint me gold. Might look strong, but I'm afraid of the waters below. It's not as simple if you pick it apart. 'Cause nothing looks the same when you watch from afar. I'm at an impasse, which road will I take? Should I take credit or just keep casting the blame? It's difficult to make decisions when we're on the run. I could pray for a pretty outcome, I'll pray for what comes. Love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Damage unknown could lead to collapse. I fail to see how the relevant forces react. But under the rust I could use some repair. With no one watching it's easier not to care. I have limits, some might say. With the steel in my resolve, I'll trade it for peace one day. Love is the only, love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Love is the only, love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Out of the dark, out of the dark. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you out of the dark, out of the dark.
Josh Hartley, yeah. Live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text. Don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, too, with an interview with Trevor Reed.
But right now, we are here with Josh and Blake. And Josh, that was a Josh song, Josh singing there. And that was absolutely lovely. Now, of course, you've got a giant rock star here in Blake that you are performing with. But you've shared the stage with some other really great artists. The list is like Keb Moe, Dickie Betts, Robert Cray, B.B. King, seriously? So with all of your close-up experiences with some of these greats, what do you think they all have in common? And in your opinion, what is it that makes them so great?
On that particular list, they're all really nice people.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
And that matters. People don't think it matters, but it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think specifically, I like to know about playing with B.B. King. I saw B.B. King once down in Chicago at the House of Blues. That was a really fun show. It has to be a blast playing with a legend like B.B.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. He's great. He's super nice. I mean, he was, you know, rest in peace. He was a super nice guy, but, I mean, that interaction was super, super short because he was surrounded by a group of, like, 12 dudes and Armani's with 9mm.
Really?
So like you did not get close to him except to say like, hey, I'm Josh, and he's like, thanks for being here tonight. And that was really about it.
We want to make sure your guitar's tuned when you're playing with BB. That's security detail, right?
Yeah.
How about Dickie Betts? What's the story behind that?
I was on a blues festival and I played right before him. And he too, he gave me a bunch of beer. he asked me if I wanted
That's a good
to.
Thing.
That's a good way to make friends.
He did. He asked me if I wanted to go and back and, you know, smoke some herb. And
nice.
Yeah. So it was really, you know, he was nice. I didn't get to hang out with him much. The guys in his band were much more around and stuff because he, after all, is Dickie Betts, you know.
Yeah. You always get to hang out with the bass player and the drummer, right?
Right. Right. Keb Moe, he came into the green room and I was drinking his beer and I was like, ugh. You know, like, oh, sorry. And
did you know it was his beer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So you couldn't just play dumb?
No, couldn't play dumb. I mean, his name was on the door. You know? but it was this small theater and it was like the only bathroom down in like the backstage area and stuff. And so like I was supposed to go in there. But he came in and I was drinking his beer and he was like, oh no, you know, have some more. And we sat and talked. And when I left, he sent me with like a 12 pack.
What kind of beer? Do you remember?
It was Rolling Rock.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
The grenade.
Yeah.
By the way, just for the record, you can't swear, but you can say weed all you want.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Dickie Betts smokes a lot of weed.
Well, he did. RIP.
Yeah.
Josh, I don't see any shows in the books. What's coming up for you in the near future? What's your next adventure?
Well, this Wednesday at the Baroque, with Blake. But then, February 29th, the leap year day, I'll be at the North Street Cabaret.
Oh, nice. Right here in Madison on the north side.
Yep.
Once every 4 years, so don't miss it.
That's right.
We only get to see that once every 4 years. Blake Thomas is performing two shows in Wisconsin on November 8th at the Baroque in Madison and Promises Bar in Milwaukee on November 11th. Josh, let's hear another song with Blake Thomas. You guys are live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Wired. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
Wired. Wired's a song about acceptance, I think. Accepting that, accepting you're a weirdo.
And amen.
That's just the way it's going to be.
All right, you're live in the Lair. Live music on the radio, Max Inc. Radio.
Well, I've never been that good, crossing the line before the sun goes down. I'm always too late on the town. And if halfway up were a bar, and I could jump and win the prize, well, you know I'd be the apple of your eye. Apparently, it's the way I'm wired. Lock that won't be keyed. I never seem to change so easily. I've been the fool that runs for days and days without a destination in mind. I never seem to care about what I left behind. And if all I ever had was a prayer and a wing that wouldn't catch its stride, I'd just keep trying to get lost in what I was trying to hide. Apparently, it's the way I'm wired. I'm locked, it won't be keyed. I never seem to change so easily. Found the answers to questions I never asked. My pride will kill a fool every time it can. And so day after day I burn the page, no matter wrong or right. Because what's never found can never come at you from behind. And apparently it's the way I'm wired. Locked, it won't be keyed. I never seem to change so easily. Apparently, it's the way I'm wired. I'm locked, it won't be keyed. I never seem to change so easily. Apparently, it's the way I'm wired. I'm locked, it won't be keyed. I just never seemed to change so easily.
Very nice. Blake Thomas, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Josh Hardy, thank you so much for coming in and playing your music for us. We appreciate that, man.
Thank you very much.
Plug the show that's coming up at the Baroque one more time for us. Give us all the details, who you're playing with, day, time.
Yeah, it's this Wednesday, the 8th of November at Burr Oak. Doors are at 7, show starts at 8, and it's myself, Josh, and the band with Chris Wagner, Mary Gaines, and Chris Sassman, and then opening up the show is Luca Patenaud and John Christensen.
Luca's awesome.
And then Who's opening up your Milwaukee show?
Derek Pritzel.
And tell us about Derek Pritzel. What can we expect there?
You know, Derek, we knew him from the Momar days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cafe Momo.
The Cafe Momo.
That's what you mean.
And
okay.
He's in Milwaukee now, and he does. He's a great songwriter. He does wonderful Americana stuff. And
that dude's got an incredible voice.
Yeah. And last time I saw him, his band was just ripping too. Yeah. So
love it.
Wow.
Hey guys, thank you so much. We appreciate you playing The Lair tonight. You can hear the replay again tomorrow, Sunday, same time, and the podcast at maxincradio.com on Monday. KJ, it's been a pleasure doing radio with you. Thank you so much for you coming in tonight.
Pleasure's all mine. Look at this. I got a live concert and everything.
It's a great show. Thank you very much.
Josh, great to meet the two of you. Rocker, Jimmy, thanks so much for having me.
And our live studio audience.
Yes, we love that too. Maybe you could be part of the studio audience. Hit Rocker up. He'll give you details on that. Plus, he'll make you buy vodka, though. That's it. That's like a requirement.
You won't regret it.
You have to be 21. You have to buy a bottle of vodka. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Siever.